Episode 1, Accused Man. For a month into the school year, we have listened to Serial Podcasts, directed by Sarah Koenig. The Serial Podcast introduces people who may be connected to the murder of Heyman Lee. You're listening on Murder Rate. This is Tavis Boards and Kiwan Stutzman. A Woodlawn High School senior, Lee, was strangled and found buried in Baltimore's Lincoln Park. She had dated Syed. Authorities also tested DNA found on her necklaces, t-shirt, jacket, and rope at the scene.
Hey, I'm Kiwan Stutzman, and I am very interested in breaking down on the case of Adnan Syed and really figuring out who took the innocent life of Heyman Lee. A decision by the Maryland Court of Special Appeals last year found that Mr. Syed had received ineffective legal counsel at his trial and that his murder conviction should be vacated. Syed's defense could have requested such as DNA tests at any point at this time about the last 20 years. Prosecutor said it remains unknown what steps the defense would take with the results. Christina Gutierrez, Adnan's lawyer, left a lot of things out of her explanation, such as letters, a possible alibi presented by Asia McClain, which could possibly prove Adnan's innocent. She advised him not to talk, but he chose not to, which could have probably been better if he did. Christina did not mention other information that she knew about the case. Adnan Syed has been serving a life sentence since 2000. During this trial, the star witness was Jay Wiles, a former classmate who testified that he helped Syed dispose of Lee's body. Jay's testimony was critical to the state case. Indeed, without his testimony, it's virtually impossible that the state could have even brought Syed to trial. Many people say Mr. Syed had a fair trial, but on top of that, many things were not tested, which is suspicious. Documents obtained by the Baltimore Sun show prosecutors tested about a dozen items, fingernail clippings, blood samples, a liquor bottle, and condom wrapper. None tested positive for the convicted killer, Syed.
He has many classmates that says he wouldn't do such a thing. Becky, Laura, Saad, Asia. Adnan Syed, whose murder trial was dissected on the hit podcast Serial, was denied a new trial on Friday by Maryland's highest court, which reversed a court decision from last year. Adnan Syed, who is a Muslim-American man from Baltimore, Maryland, who was convicted of murdering his ex-girlfriend, Heyman Lee, in 1999. However, on March 8, 2019, the Maryland Court of Appeals denied Syed a new trial. Episode 2, Additional Thoughts. She wants everything to add up and have connections because many things do not make sense. She believes Jay is very nervous and his story changes a lot. Rabia Qadri is family friend of Syed's and an immigration lawyer who has advocated for Syed's innocence for years. She's the woman who tipped Koenig off to Syed's story in the first place, and in the case against Adnan Syed, Qadri serves as a key expert addressing the pitfalls around the podcast success. Rabia Qadri asked Sarah Koenig for help to break down and possibly figure out Adnan's innocence. Did Adnan kidnap and murder his ex-girlfriend and high school classmate Heyman Lee in 1999? A Baltimore County jury in 2000 decided he did. Millions of listeners to the podcast Serial haven't been so sure. Thank you for listening to Murder Rate by Tavis Boards and
Kiwan Stutzman.
In our opinion, Adnan Syed is innocent. Jay Wilds switches up his story too much, and it just don't make any sense. What if it wasn't Jay? What if it wasn't Adnan? What if it wasn't any of the suspects? What if she possibly committed suicide? Or maybe even a bystander that, like, people don't, like, really have evidence to or know about them. Because Jay and Adnan seem like they can clarify their story pretty well, or, like, cover up some evidence, which doesn't make any sense. But what if it's some random guy that killed her? Because there were condoms, there were liquor bottles, there were ropes, and DVD movies. There was, like, other evidence too. But maybe he got drunk. He decided to go buy some condoms because he seen this hot girl. And then, yeah, she tried to fight against him and he ended up murdering her. Maybe that's what happened. Well, all I can say is rest in peace, Heyman Lee. And I hope her family comes to closure. And whoever did it is to be punished. Thank you for listening to Murder Rate by Tavis Boards and Keywan Stutzman.